who was part of an independent commission that investigated Sabra and Shatila, argues that Israel's then defense minister had clear legal responsibilities.
Sharon's specific command responsibility arises from the fact that he was minister of defense in touch with the field commanders, that he actually was present there in Beirut, that he met with the Falange leadership, and it was he that gave the directions and orders that resulted in the Falange entering the camps in September.
Professor Falk argues that Ariel Sharon's failure to meet the responsibility to protect civilians from abuse and death should have legal consequences.
I think there's no question in my mind that he is indictable for the kind of knowledge that he either had or should have had.
So let me be absolutely clear. You are in no doubt that Ariel Sharon is indictable as a war criminal.
No doubt whatsoever.
Never ever I heard that anyone even suggested that this kind of, let's call it a professional mistake, a professional military mistake, or a professional political mistake, even be mentioned in the same token with international crime or with war crime. In a way, those people who do say it, unfortunately, abuse, I think, a very important value of the international community, which is the intention and the need to punish war crimes. But when you take the word war crimes, or punishment of war crimes, or international trial, and you try to apply it into this case, it's an abuse of these important values, and it's simply totally baseless.
The legacy of Sabra and Shatila hasn't damaged the careers of the central characters. Elie Hobeika became a minister for refugees in post-war Lebanon. General Amos Yaron, the Israeli commander outside the camps, is now director general of Israel's defense ministry. And earlier this year, Ariel Sharon became prime minister of Israel. The massacre seemed long forgotten when Mr. Sharon arrived at the White House.
Welcome, Mr. Prime Minister. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
People who were there, just because they were there, paid the full price for that.
Did they?
I think so.
Ariel Sharon is Prime Minister. Amos Yaron, who was the commander of Sabra and Shatila,
but
is now
the commission
pays this.
Well, we paid for something that they were not directly responsible for, that they did not do.
The question of legal justice is on the minds of some of those who survived the massacre. Suad Sroor was crippled for life, and she lost six members of her family, including her father.
He's dead. How can I claim justice for him when he's dead? I might be able to get justice for the people killed in their own homes. For the people who did this crime might also be dead by them.
If the country launches its own investigation, its own commission, for example, the Kahan Commission, which is based really as a moral investigation, is that enough? Can it be said to have satisfied the requirements of justice?
Well, clearly, justice requires that criminals should be brought to book, and if people, regardless of who they are shown by an investigation to have been in breach of the law, then clearly criminal prosecution should follow. And in the case of Sabra and Shatila, clearly the Kahan Commission found that very serious crimes had been committed, and I have no doubt any decent person would regret the fact that not a single criminal prosecution followed.
Ariel Sharon said recently he regretted the tragedy of Sabra and Shatila, but asked if he would apologize, he replied, "To apologize for what?"
Okay, good morning. You're listening to CKUT Radio. I'm Joe Broadhurst, 90.3 on your FM dial. I'm joined this morning by Mohammed Kamel. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Good.
And we are going. You were just listening to a production called The Accused, and that was done by BBC's Panorama, and that was produced. I believe that was issued on June 27, 2001. And Mr. Camel, you're a representative of Alternative Perspective Media. Is that correct?
Exactly. That's correct. Yeah.
And you guys are trying to get together a protest to protest Ariel Sharon's visit to Toronto. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. It's protesting visit from Ariel Sharon to Toronto. And there is so far 42 organizations across Canada that send the letter and support and movement to stop him from the visit or arrest him if he visits Canada at that time.
Have you been talking with any of the representatives of Canada to try to dissuade them from inviting Mr. Sharon?
Actually, the letter has been sent to the Minister of Justice, to the Minister of Immigration, to the Prime Minister's office, asking them officially to stop them from visiting Canada or arrest him if he visits Canada, because there is a documented document very clear from independent sources and even from Israeli sources that accuses him of several aggression and several action that we consider for sure a war crimes. And this is going back to 1953. And those 42 organizations so far, we still have organizations coming on board, those 42 organizations include Jewish organization in Canada, include Muslim, Arab, trade union, peace movement organization. There is every sort of the society, Canadian society, who recognize and know the facts of what's going on. And actually, I think if all Canadian knows this fact, they all will support this movement, because Canada is not a land for a war criminal to be invited or to be come on board here.
And Mr. Erwin Kotler, is he going to be welcoming Ariel Sharon? Is that correct?
That is the information we have, and this unfortunate information, and we don't understand how a Minister of Justice in the Canadian government could welcome and be on a stage with a war criminal in the same event. This is something disturbing, actually, and this is something needs an explanation if it's the reality. That's the information we know and we have. And this is the reality? We hope not. We hope it's wrong. And by chance, yesterday, I have information, and it's written on the organization of the conference website, the General Assembly, they call it, that Mr. Martin will going to open this conference. And this would be a disaster for the Canadian government to have the Prime Minister also open a conference where a war criminal invited by the organizer of this conference.
Now, in 2000, Canada enacted the Crimes Against Humanity and War Crimes Act. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And it is almost a proven fact that Ariel Sharon, in 1982, went into Shabila and massacred people. Is that correct?
That's very clear. You just broadcast some districts from the Accused movie or documentary, which is being presented by BBC, which is completely independent. And also by the commission who investigate the Sabra and Shatila massacre, the Israeli commission, which is the head of the Supreme Court of Israel now, they did investigate this and they found him responsible, accountable for this massacre. So what's more we need? And by the way, this is only one of what he personally committed since 1953, which is the first come into the village of Kibia in Palestine this time. And by the historian Evi Shalim, the Israeli historian, he documented that Sharon's order was to penetrate Kibia, blow up houses, and inflict heavy casualty on its inhabitation, and his execution of the order is more than what expected from him. That is the first one for him. It's 1953, and then he keep going in 1956 with the war with Egypt. He killed over 270 Egyptian prisoner of wars against, and this has been documented by the Daily Telegraph, which is Israel admitted the massacre after the case. Sabra Shatila spoke about the demolition of the houses in Palestinian occupied land. It is being condemned by all over the world. He's responsible of it. The building of the apartheid wall that the international world considering it is violation of the laws, and Israel, under his direction as a prime minister, refused to recognize the International Court of Justice. So what this government and what this person recognized? Did he recognize any law? Did he recognize any system, any authorities? Nothing. He's only himself. He's a war criminal, which all the documented. And all of this is documented. It's not something we're just saying like this and there.
And what are you asking people to do? How are you asking people to get involved with this?
There is two things. First of all, we're asking people to write to the Prime Minister, to write to the Minister of Justice, supporting arresting of Ariel Sharon if he ever came to the land of Canada, as per the law that Canada passed, as you just mentioned a few seconds ago. And we're asking people to support the demonstration on the November 14th in Toronto to denounce the welcome of Sharon in Toronto. We're asking people, by the way, people could be informed by attend the full accused documentary movie will be presented in Pearson University in Toronto. That will be in November 10, upcoming next Thursday, before the demonstration. We're asking people to recognize that this is a war criminal. Canada is not a land for a war criminal. Simple. Not more, not less.
Just follow the law.
Exactly. Follow the law. And we're asking the Prime Minister of Canada to instruct his Minister of Justice and to ask the Minister of Justice to fulfill his duties as a Minister of Justice, not as any other thing. And we ask the Minister of Immigration to do his duty also on this. Oh. This is Canadian law. Has to be respected. It's our land.
Okay. I've been speaking with Mohammed Kamel, and your website is people can contact you at info@apm-ram.org. Is that correct?
That's our organization site, and we have a site for this committee, which is called www.palestinehouse1word.com. This is a site of the committee, which is a site directed from Toronto for this event especially. And the contact of this event is Rafid Zaida from Toronto, area code 416-616-4796, and Khaled Muammar, 905 area code 508-0562. Those are the contacts for this event and for the organization because it's in Toronto, and actually our organization is located in Montreal here.
Okay, and I have some contact information for Erwin Kotler if some of our listeners are interested. If you want to contact him and tell him that you are outraged by this, you can call 613-957-4222, and that's Erwin Kotler. And if you want to write him an email, you can do that at webadmin, at justice.gc.ca. And I want to thank you, Mr. Kamel, for joining us this morning, and I hope that plenty of people show up for your for your protest, and
thank you, Joe, and we hope that the people will be aware, actually more important, about the war crime everywhere in the world, especially for this person.
Okay, have a nice morning.
You too. Thank you, Joe.